Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar man, and we're sitting at part of the Whadjuk Trails, the Yanji Kerpiti, and Perry Lakes. Always was stressed to me as a Noongar from the elders that it was a very, very important place. Number one, there's plenty of fresh water there. There's plenty of food there. There was the marlies, the nyak-nyaks, the ducks and the swans. There was lizards because of Rebold Hill closeness, and they would have sourced goannas. They would have sourced quandongs because we know there's lots of quandong trees in the close vicinity. The Yanji bush and the yakins. And that place there has the name of Gubbulgari. And the Gubbulgari was named after the tawny frogmouth. And this bird is like a weirin bird. He's not a weirinich bird, but he's a weirin. He's a mubarran type bird, in that when it camouflages itself, you can't see it. It's just like looking at the bark of a tree. And the only time that you do notice that this Gubbulgari, the tawny frogmouth, is there is when he moves. Because if you look at photos that have been taken of him, he's very, very, very camouflaged into the barks of trees. He's a pretty mysterious bird with outstanding camouflage, and he blends in to a butt of a tree or a broken tree or a tree branch. Tawny frogmouths, I thought that they were a part of the owl family, but they're not. Generally because some Noongars do have the owl as their totems, but I don't know of anyone who has a totem for the tawny frogmouth. But I do know that over the years, and since I was young, going to Perry Lakes, and when it was, Perry Lakes was a huge lake with plenty of water, plenty of food, plenty of everything there. But when Perry Lakes was built, and obviously they were using underground water there to water around the parks and other parks around the area, it had a pretty influential effect on all of the lakes. And I know even at times Lake Claremont will dry up, and Jubal will dry up. And I believe that's because underground water supply is sourcing the water out of these lakes. But all these lakes that are linked, there's Lake Claremont, Perry Lakes, Bold Park Drive, Herdsman Lake West, South, Lake Munger. They're very important links to the underground water supply in the whole area of these western suburbs. I've worked and I've had a lot to do with Herdsman Lake and Lake Munger, Lake Claremont. I come here every year and I do Noongar programs for the council. And it's always a fascinating place to come because people just love coming here. And I believe that they've taken the lead from the old Aboriginal people, and where they continue on today to meet at these places and these parks, and they become significant parts of the Whadjuk Trails, not only for Noongar people, but for Whadjuk people, the non-Indigenous people who can come along and who can look out and share in our history, in our culture. I believe that these parks are so important to retain the Noongar history, Noongar culture, but for the Whadjuk people and other people to learn. Thank you.